With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila.
The Ministry of Information and Communication Technology today unveiled the official portrait of President-elect Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. The swearing-in ceremony will take place on Independence Day. Nicknamed NNN, Nandi-Ndaitwah has made history as Namibia's first female president. The 72-year-old secured over 57% of the vote in the 2024 presidential election, while her closest rival, Panduleni Itula, received 26%. The government has approved post-retirement benefits for top officials, including allowances for staff, security, and a vehicle grant of up to 700,000 Namibia dollars under a proclamation by President Nangolo Mbumba just days before leaving office. The benefits, valid for 5 years, will be reviewed annually, but end if the recipient takes a public job or commits certain crimes. Research associate Frederico Links, who is with the Institute for Public Policy Research, weighs in.
I think we all understand that most Namibians are struggling at the moment. Life is hard for most Namibians at the moment. And to be spending money on these sorts of benefits, I think it's just not appropriate at this time, given that there are so many other things that are priority. And it just seems like these high office bearers are often, the charge is often that they are out of touch with reality of society, with realities of most Namibians. And this is what people can point to and say, look, instead of devoting money and resources to every little bit towards priority areas, instead money is diverted to things like these.
The ANC says the Mkhonto we Sizwe party played no role in the country's struggle for liberation, but it wants to leech on the popularity of its disbanded military wing to deceive voters. This is the argument the ANC has put forward at the Supreme Court of Appeal. The party is appealing to the KwaZulu-Natal High Court judgment after it failed to have the MK party cease from continuing with the use of the name and logo. And more than 400 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, according to the enclave's health ministry. Israel says it's carrying out the strikes because Hamas has rejected proposals to extend the Gaza ceasefire agreement.
The Israeli military has carried out some airstrikes inside Gaza since the expiry of the first phase of the ceasefire agreement. But really, these strikes that started in the early hours of Tuesday local time were on a completely different scale. International aid workers have described being woken up by loud explosions which shook the buildings that they were in. And then as dawn broke, hundreds of people started turning up at hospitals inside Gaza, the remaining healthcare facilities inside the enclave. There are lots of photos and videos circulating of large crowds outside the entrances to those hospitals. And we've also heard from the Palestinian Red Crescent saying that hospitals inside Gaza are overwhelmed.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.